This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Bahamas, and welcome to the Hit Back. I'm your host, Nahaja Black. It is a beautiful day here in the 242. I hope that everybody's doing well, that you are taking care of yourself. We are still in our third wave, but you got to be in your first, second, third, fourth wave of joy in the midst of all of this chaos. I hope that we are looking for the silver lining in days when there are nothing but clouds. There are nothing but gray skies. Find the silver lining on that cloud. Find your optimistic side, y'all. Monday is a holiday. For some folks, that holiday means nothing because you ain't been to work. That's the truth. It ain't even a holiday. It's just another day. Just another day off. Right? So for those who have work, you know, you're excited about that. For the 700 persons who lost their jobs at Atlantis, who were furloughed, for those who were happy to be furloughed, great. For those who weren't, not great. For those who are, for the plan that they have going where you want to give people installments, that's ridiculous. I mean, I've never heard such a thing. You've had people off, and this is just, and we have a great show for you that's a lot lighter than what my intro will be, but there's some things I got to get off of my chest here. We've had, the hotels have had the opportunity, with the extension of the executive orders, to do something that was really unheard of, really. For the extent of time in which they had the ability to do so, where they had the ability with the extension of the emergency orders to constantly and consistently put off furloughing persons. So where you have an industrial agreement, where you have a labor bill, where the taking advantage of labor, companies were not allowed to. Under the emergency orders, big business was allowed to continue to carry this, not afford themselves this debt or this drain on their surplus revenue, right? So their surplus intake of what they have in the bank. So now we have at this point where they're saying, okay, finally, we're going to change the way we do business. And this is what Atlantis has said. We're going to change the way we do business. But in that changing of the way we do business, we're going to let some folks go, 700 people, but we want to pay you in installments. We want to pay your severance package in installments. But you haven't been paying us for over a year. Now you want to, the let go price is in installments? You're going to nickel and dime whatever they get, but the let go price is installments? I have a question. How many of these 700 people were the expats? How many of them are expats who are here with the workers' work permit? Are any of them in that number? So I think that there must be some justice in this, some righteous dealing, right? Folks are going, folks are not going into debt. People are in debt. I went on a credit union's website, and the amount of homes in foreclosure was fascinating and sad all at the same time. And it shows you where, which islands got the most debt, the most, it's just amazing. And so these times are very, it's very tricky, But the way businesses are allowed to do business in this country when it comes to staff, where is the empathy for labor? Where's the empathy for the staff, the employee who's already getting far less than they're worth, right? Consider the fact that most of these employees are based, their base salary. Some of them is lower than minimum wage, and then tips is what they get. We've had where union busting comes in, or where new hotel owners come in and tell them, you're going to share your tips now. You're going to be, your tips are going to get pooled, or we're going to reduce this or that. And we don't have an uproar where our leaders are standing firm. Not this sort of, you know, oh yeah, well, we are going to negotiate. We're going to talk. Nah, like really, where is that strength in it? Okay, yes, it is Atlantis. Yes, it is a big business. But that's the challenge with the business model. The tourism model we have is that we are poorly leveraged as a people. Where one company holds 7,000 employees, their leverage on us and an unemployment rate is exorbitant. We do that with all of the hotels. Their leverage on the amount of people they employ means that after all of the concessions, they still hold us by the cojones. We can't afford for them not to be open. So how much more do we give them so that they can stay open? Because if they close, we'll have the big white elephant, plus we will have staff, Bahamians, unemployed. That's poor leveraging. That's a poor business model. And now you see it where the companies are dictating their practice. In a country that was formed, really, our independence helped by labor, the labor movement. So I think that we must come and reconcile that this is not working the way it is. And if we are forgetting the employees, if we're forgetting the people who are frontline, the people who are putting their health on the line every time we bring an invited guest over and want to keep the country open, they're the ones who are on the front line now. Not just the line, not just the nurses and the doctors and the EMTs, but the waiter, the waitress, the busboy, the housekeeper, the croupier. We're wanting the hotels open. And we're telling people without a PCR test, you can come in once you're fully vaccinated, knowing full well that strains are abundant. Now, these folks are getting sick, but how many of them have health and medical insurance? How many of them got life insurance? So are they able to get the health care they need when Princess Margaret Hospital is opening a third tent for COVID patients? Now we're beginning to see the restrictions. I've said on this show, when we cross a line, the prime minister has no choice but to pull certain triggers. Restrictions have to come once we cross a line. Ladies and gentlemen, we've started to, we were crossing lines for months. And now it's to the point where the triggers have to pull. Businesses are going to shut down and we're going to again have winners and losers. Spas are going to close, but are the spas in the hotels being made to close? Right? We're going to find that, hey, okay, now the cinemas are closing, but what about all of the other entertainment centers in the hotels? Are they closing? Winners and losers. And this is what is going on. This is the merry-go-round. We knew the triggers would have to be pulled before they got to this point. It was prudent. It was wise if we had just continued, put on educational, real educational campaigns, really get Bahamians to realize that this is a serious thing, not to let your guard down. And to be honest and truthful with the Bahamian public, but we are where we are. And now folks are being let go. And they don't have the sort of recourse to take care of themselves. And we keep on, you know, being told how much money is being spent. But where is it? You know, it's a sad thing when you talk about hundreds of millions of dollars spent. And Bahamians don't feel as if that has changed one iota their situation. Right now, mind you, I haven't had a need for this sort of support by the government. Right? I haven't had a need. And I'm fortunate. So those who haven't had a need won't feel any difference in their lives. But those who have had a need, that might be the lifeline. So I'm open and I'm aware of that. And so I'm happy that there are those opportunities. But I'm still fully aware of people who are thinking about suicide today. People who are men who are stressed beyond their wildest thinking, comprehension. Of what they're going through because of financial issues. Families that are strained, right? Because of issues, right? So there is so much that is going on in this country. And we need to be the people that are aware of it. Look, the fact that we could have this thing going on where people are furloughed and now being told you're going to get paid in installments is just ridiculous. They've had a year to figure out how they were going to pay you. And this is what we do this is what we do with a year of figuring out how to pay you? Child, what a time. Also, something else in the news before I get my guests to join me. I heard my Minister of Education, former talk show host, say something so fascinating today. And I said fascinating, but really, I have other words. And I want you all to hear what my Minister of Education and former and colleague radio host said today. Roll that footage.
Minister Jeff Lloyd slamming the lack of news coverage of a tablet presentation at Doris Johnson Senior High School today. He asserted if drugs were found on the school's campus, Doris Johnson would be crawling with reporters.
Of course, the media doesn't want to hear about fantastic and elegance and stellar performance. If you had said that a bale of marijuana was found on this campus, you would have had a phalanx of them out there with their microphones, with their drones overhead, trying to get a bit.
Okay, everybody. I know what you're thinking, everyone. Just roll with me.
I need to Google that word.
And how special that statement was. And I put special in quotation marks because I don't understand. It was just the dumbest thing to say. I'll tell you why. Okay, one. My colleague is a former talk show host, and he knows that if he was sitting at this table, the giving away of tablets would not have required a massive amount of press. It is a community announcement. One. Two. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been noticing the politicians always feel a need to get pat on the back for doing the bare minimum. They want the press to regale them. Hey, you gave out tablets. Why are we giving out tablets? Do the tablets actually function the way the students need it to function? Are we resolving the internet issues? Those are all of the questions. Giving away tablets and masks doesn't mean that its purpose is being executed. That's a whole other question. How are the grades? What is the status of education, Minister? You gave out tablets and you want the press to be there. But if there was a bale of drugs, ladies and gentlemen, if there was a bale of drugs at the school, you bet your bottom dollar, the press was going to be there. Poor man, the police was going to be there. The drones was going to be there. We was going to be there. All the parents was going to be there. The person who owned the drugs was going to be there. Everybody was going to be there. That's the dumbest thing I've heard. Oh, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, education is supposed to be stellar. I remember 2-3 years ago, the principal of R.M. Bailey had done something fabulous, where he got his graduating class, that last year's class, to a passing grade, I think, where they had raised it from one level and increased the passing grade, not the passing grade, but they got them like a 2.7 or something, the majority of the students to a level where they hadn't been before. The principal didn't call a press conference, you know. You know what he did? He had all of his graduates march around the school to one ridiculously old-fashioned song and then shared it on social media. You know what that ended up doing? That ended up getting him press because it was a good thing. He doesn't seek in press. Politicians call people to come and show, I'm going to put a shovel in the ground for a project that won't start for 16 years. Eh? But you want me to hurry up, run over there because you're giving away tablets? But how many of the students that we've given tablets to are still not in school? Have we figured out how to get the 30% that has never showed up to class since COVID in class? But I supposed to give ring cowbells, shake my pom-poms because you gave away tablets? Y'all spend taxpayers' money and all kind of things, but don't ever show us the results of the taxpayers' spending. So show me the results of the taxpayers' spending. Give me an actual report that is worth reporting. Education has not improved under your watch, Mr. Minister. And under when you were a talk show host, Mr. Minister, you would have said the same thing about the media. This is some sort of gaslighting. If ever there was gaslighting, all of a sudden the media is responsible to tell a story that isn't real for you to get points on an issue where you can't get scored. What kind of hillbilly struggle this is? Negro spiritual of the third kind, y'all singing. What is going on? You're right if there was a bailout. Listen here. We had a murder on campus. What's the solution with crime on school campuses? From I was in school, we've had fights joke up, big fight, bottle throwing. When are we gonna? When is it gonna matter? When are our children gonna matter? When are we gonna hear a real concerted effort and strategic planning on saving the young the lives of our young men? When is it gonna matter? When they get shot up six in a car, huh? So you don't want the press to show up for that, but you want us to show up when you give away tablets. Good for you. Good minister. You know what? You got what you wanted. You got the press to talk about it. There you go. I got some text messages before I switch gears and go to an actually exciting show. Mrs. Black, how can our leaders say that we are living in a free and democratic country without discrimination when they are telling me only vaccinated people can go into restaurants?
Child. Okay.
Workers are being told in order to work, they have to get vaccinated. Isn't that discrimination against my right to choose not to be vaccinated? So I'm being restricted because I don't want the vaccine. Let's bear in mind that this vaccine is for emergency use only. I've been saying that from the jump. Someone says we are a poorly managed country. The problem is these folks manage in a dead field. And when I say dead field, it ain't us, you know. It's the seeds that they've sown, the crops that they've sown. Sometimes you got to realize that the ground ain't right. Get rid of all of them. But I digress. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. Today is Friday, y'all. Monday is a holiday. Just found that out on my way to work. I didn't know. If I had known, the show would not have been in studio. But anyway, Monday is a holiday. Wally is my producer today, y'all. Shiny head Wally. I have not seen a shiny head. Oh, actually, what am I talking about? My husband bald now. Yeah, all of a sudden I was just wrong to say, knowing my husband is fully bald. But it's good to be here in studio. It's good to be with everybody. All of those who are listening, it's a pleasure. We have a good show for you today. I've got Dr. E in studio with me again. Family, Dr. E, you can't. Don't be a Negro. And then we have my good friend, Jonathan. Jonathan Edgecombe. Y'all know Jonathan from his wonderful Facebook blog. I hope you guys are connected to that group because it's one of my favorite groups. I'm a lurker. Nothing is wrong with lurking. Yeah. Nothing is wrong with lurking in that group.
Lurk.
Yeah, because it's sensible. Wally, are you in the group? What's the name of the group, Jonathan?
Real questions women want men to answer.
Real questions women want men to answer. And these questions ain't real, y'all. You can't tell me these are real questions.
Oh, they real.
They can't be real questions. They cannot be real questions. So today this is an open line show. Today, Dr. E is in the house. She is giving free therapy. Marriage and relationship therapy. And, you know, Wally, do we have something where you can disguise people's voices?
No. That was easy.
So I think y'all better text if you don't want your boo to know it's you, right? But I want you guys to call and I want you to text. And don't forget, relationships are more than just man, woman, boy, girl, or
girl,
boy. I had to say it as PC. I have to say it.
There's some other stuff going on too.
And so there's a lot more relationships, but because there's family relationships too.
There's family relationships, friendships.
Friendships. Two people. Oh, I have a
work
friendship.
Relationships.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing we go to therapy for.
Yeah.
People go to therapy for work relationships.
Workplace issues.
I would just quit. No, but I'm spending that kind of money.
No.
Mm-mm. Somebody calls me to come to you for work. No, I'm up. Wally's with me. Jonathan's with me. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. Real money on a work relationship?
Well, if they're paying for you to come too, would you come?
Oh, if they're paying for me.
All right. Yeah, well, that's different. Okay. Well, I mean, hey, if they're paying, I'm paying my money, child, for no co-worker. Nope. Heck no.
Maybe it's your boss. Maybe you're sleeping with the boss.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, that's still
is that a work issue? That's not a work issue.
That's a relationship issue.
Yeah, I think I feel good with us. The three of us, we have a good relationship going on here. All right, so...
We're poly.
We're what?
Poly.
Here we go.
Poly.
It's got to be two women, though. No, two men.
Is that a thing?
Poly. Why? That's bias.
I am bias.
No.
Well,
what do you mean if it's a... You really want to start talking about
that? Yeah, not yet. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's dive into it. Dr. E is in the house. Jonathan is in the house. We are going to be talking, taking your questions, your thoughts. This is a day where Dr. E and I rarely do it live. We always record and really share it. Y'all don't know when we're doing it that way. And so it's always fun to do it. And it's good to be in house. We are talking relationships today, marriage, family, kids, anything you want to ask questions of. A lot of people ask questions about their mothers. We got a lot of mama drama. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of mama baggage and daddy baggage, but there's a lot of mama baggage.
Are you a mama's boy?
I was.
Ooh, the face at it all.
You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. Someone says, my work says if no vaccine, I must do a PCR test every week at my expense. Is that right? Ooh. Well, at least you have that option.
Yep.
And that's the company's option. At least they gave you an option. And yeah, I think that's fair. We'll be back after this.
Talk, let's have conversations in the dark. World is sleeping, I'm awake with you. With you. Watch movies that we've both already seen. I ain't even looking at the screen, it's true. I got my eyes on you. And you say that you're not worthy. You get hung up on your flaws. But in my eyes.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Nassar Motor Company is excited to introduce the 2021 Chevrolet Tracker. This brand new SUV is an unbeatable combination of design, performance, technology, and safety. The Tracker's turbocharged, fuel-efficient 1.2-liter engine gives you mastery of the road. Its touchscreen with smartphone integration keeps control at your fingertips. You'll love the rear vision camera and reverse sensors. Safety features everyone wants in an SUV. Come into Nassar Motor Company on Shirley Street today and test drive the unbeatable Chevrolet Tracker.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options. And we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding the lives of family, friends, and neighbors. By knowing what action you should take, you can reduce the effects of a hurricane disaster. Get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, essential supplies, and a lot more before the storm. After the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, and more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help you make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 commercials on Star 106 Hits. Contact us today at 302-2300. That's 302-2300 or your account executive. Will you be prepared?
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talk, let's have conversations in the dark. World is sleeping, I'm awake with you. With you. Watch movies that we've both already seen. I ain't even looking at the screen, it's true. I got my eyes on you. And you say that you're not worthy. You get hung up on your flaws. Well, in my eyes, you are perfect as you are. Try to change you, change you. I will always want the same you, same you. Swear on everything I pray to that I That you told me, and your love is all you owe me, and I won't break your heart. On Sunday mornings we sleep until noon, well, I could sleep forever next to you.
And we're back. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. Someone says, good afternoon, Nahaja. Mr. Lloyd is singing for supper. You are correct. He will get great coverage of his body reports on the financials and bidding process since the beginning of the pandemic. Well, all right, everybody. Switching gears. It's Friday. It's a Friday. Dr. E, Dr. Drika Richardson, family and marriage therapist in the house. Welcome, Dr. E.
Why is he looking at me like that?
Free therapy.
I know.
He's going to get free therapy. His daughter's outside. She's going to find out all of daddy's issues. Yeah. We've got my good friend, Jonathan Edgecombe. Jonathan has been with the hit back from when we were at Star. Yeah. And he's not looking very excited today. What's up with that?
No, I'm good.
You pepped up.
Yeah.
Be pepped up and ready to go?
I can fluff up.
You go fluff up.
What is this?
He's going to fluff up. All right. We want your questions today. I want to hear from you guys. We are talking about healthy relationships, any issues that you've got in your relationship. We want to, dive in. Jonathan has brought some questions.
This one.
We ready to get one?
I'm ready.
Woo.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go.
You want to give them the numbers?
Do not read the name.
Of course not.
Do not read.
Of course not. Don't forget, I want you to give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. We are taking your relationship questions. It can be marriage, family, how to separate.
Singleness.
Is it relationship? Yes.
It's a relationship.
Mm. Yeah, being happily single. Is there a relationship?
Yes.
He said, why so quiet?
Yes.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest, man.
That's my sexy voice.
I can't today. Okay. All right. Let's read this. I don't know.
422-4796 is also the text line. 422-4796. We also have a lot of people who have challenges with their kids. And so I want you to call, too. We got a lot of that going on. So someone sends a text. When is it time to turn the player card in?
That's a female, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a female now.
You just had to point that out here.
I have to point that out.
So I'll let you go first.
Hold on. Wait. Let me finish reading it.
Oh.
When is it time to turn the player card in? Guy number one pays all the bills, but he's involved. Guy number two does all of the housework, but the extracurricular is not good.
That's a golden conch.
Guy number three melts my heart, but he's not stable. Asking for a friend.
Maggie Polyandris? I love her.
This is
my sister. First, I just have one question.
That's a lot of
How
confusion.
Can we be friends?
See, I gotta pray for you, Ducky. How? That's a lot of people.
But is she single? The question really is she single? Then
she is dating, but not exclusive. But
with anybody, right?
But she leans more to the same guy who is
number
not stable. Yes. That's the one.
What does not stable mean?
Let me translate when it comes to women. He's not financially stable.
Okay. But he lays it down real good. That's why she wants to stay with him.
But she's attracted to him. Children in the car.
I said lays it down. Like, when you go to sleep.
Just a reminder.
And she probably is attracted to that guy.
That's the one she likes the most.
Right.
Yes.
But usually that one never... No, she's right. That one never usually...
That's nothing. That's
number three? Okay, so number one. Remind us again.
I got it. Number one is the financial bag.
Number one pays all the bills.
Okay. That's the sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
Number two is...
The people in the back.
I don't know.
He was the house guy.
I guess he puts up all the doors and like the.
You can't have one of them.
And yes. In the bedroom,
it's a little wonky. It's okay. Womp womp womp.
Womp womp. And then the third one is like, whoa, but he ain't got no money.
But that melts the heart, but unstable, unfinancially broke.
Yeah, he's.
Isn't that like just too much going on? Like, how do you choose?
That's what I told her.
It's just too much.
Mm-mm. What? Why? I have so many parts to this. Does she want to?
She wants to settle down. This,
Oh, she's asking which
this
one?
This is why she's, that's why the question was, when is the time to turn into play? She wants to settle down. She's getting older, she says. She wants to settle down. But this is the option she's presented with.
That's a tough one, because I feel like she's not happy with any.
None
are fulfilling
everything.
At least 80%. Mm. What I'm getting is with number three, he melts her heart. So he's a good guy. Got money.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, because right? Chemistry is good. You know,
that's a tough one because we want that security, right? Mm. We don't want to be attached to someone who's financial ruin and might ruin us, and we don't want them to total all of their debt.
But is she financially capable?
According to her. It's such a double standard, but I'll hold it. Women can come bankrupt.
Yes.
But anyway, I digress, like you said.
Women can come bankrupt.
I'm just saying, that I guess, what do they call it, hypergamy, where women date up and men date down. And I think men are more genuine when we're dating. We're not as shallow as women are.
Excuse me. I had somebody tell me this morning how they date young women just for the fact that they're young.
He just said that men are not as shallow. What a time.
No,
I can't believe he said it on air.
He did. And
he means it. That's the interesting part.
No, but let me add some context to what I'm saying. Okay. I think, like I said, men date women for who they are, and women date men for what they could do for them.
Oh, I don't agree with that. And I love how we can go back and forth on this.
You agree with me?
No, I don't agree with you on that. I think that both parties date for what they're looking for, and what it tends to be is that men tend to look for that youthfulness and vitality because we know it ends a little faster for them. And women look for the stability.
Mm. Yes, we do.
And so what happens is that, you know, the woman, if you're dating younger, she's probably not going to be, what do you call it, financially ruined? Right, so she's not going to be financially stable as yet.
We look less to how much you make. I mean,
well, that's the thing, though.
We don't look, because usually, if you come from most guys, not, I don't know what these new age guys.
You mean a new age guys?
I can't speak for the new age guys. I'm talking about traditional guys. We tend to know that if we take it or dating a woman, we are
going to take care of them.
Well, somewhat. Yeah, take care. I'm just saying. I actually think that
men feel better when they can have that as that form of.
No, but it's just that what attracts men and what attracts women. I mean, women. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm. If you guys have been men mark their abilities, their strength by their by what they do, right? Mm. So you ask a man like, "Who are you?" Well, I am, they'll tell you their profession.
Right.
Right? Because what they do, it matters to you.
And that, during COVID, that was a detriment to, not a detriment, that was,
anchor
to a lot of men. Mm-hmm. Because if you identify or you choose your job as your identity, or the fact that you could provide, or you had
money on you, and that's how you presented yourself to women, then this is now a definite ego.
A lot of men are stressing on. That's why they're by the bars and
abuses are up and all of this stuff because that's an ego hit. So
and my inbox is up because
if they view themselves that way, it's hard for me to think that you're gonna then ask a woman to not.
But I mean,
be that
now,
way.
To be fair,
like, I mean,
society has indoctrinated men to believe that as well. I mean, I was taught that.
I agree with you.
Yes,
you
and I think that's the horrible part of socialization because many of us have not questioned how we've been socialized or why we've been socialized that way, but we follow the doctrination. And then when somebody comes up against it, you're just like, what? What do you mean? And so instead of them questioning the thoughts that were planted into them from very young ages, they call the other person, that's the other.
You're not.
And that's the problem.
Well, so then with me, I'm like, there's nothing wrong. Listen, brothers, Steffi, keep your game high. Sister wants the change. That's what she wants. She wants someone who's making money.
I think she doesn't. I don't think she has an interest in the first one.
No.
I think she's
interested in the money aspect.
Right. The consistency and the bills. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There are actually some people who just enjoy doing that. Believe it or not. They just like to know they're taking care of somebody, even if there's not strong companionship.
I don't think there's no longevity.
No longevity in it because then it's as soon as I feel like I can't do that for you, then I need to swap out. So it's definitely not number one. We can eliminate number one right out the bat.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
No.
And I think number three, if there's more than just physical chemistry?
Based on, I spoke to her today before I came here.
Okay.
It's more than physical. I mean, it's more than just that. It's not only sex or whatever. It's actually they communicate well based on her.
Does
he have a job?
Well, according to her, yeah. It was just, I guess, I don't know if he had passed debt. So something happened where he cannot put in on her much in terms of money wise.
But can they build each other? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
what's happened? She's 27.
I'm talking about his.
And the old of the first guy is 50. The guy who is more financially stable.
Of course.
Yeah, older. Yeah. He's... What did you say, Wally?
Does she want to text that number?
Because I think, you know, my concern is we always try to fix people, though.
Right.
I'm afraid that, you know, that issue with number three, being, oh, he's great.
But he's more her age, like around her age, a few years, like about 5 years.
When you have potential, you don't mind riding that train.
Mm. Right.
If he has, if she trusts him to move forward, then you don't mind that. But if he's just like a really great guy, but has no focus or anything.
And you can teach number two, too, though.
No, but here's the caveat.
If they can take it.
He needs to join his fans for us.
No, he's not a citizen of this country.
Well, what a time.
Who, the last one?
The last one. And he's of a... Caucasian persuasion.
Oh, he's a white man.
So what?
I don't know if she.
But listen, she's dealing with a white dude. She got all the white privilege she needs. What happened? Why is he broke?
Where did it live?
I don't know.
I was asking. Is he actually white or is he like black?
No,
white.
I only can go based on she's white.
There's like a white bonus. There's like white privilege.
So what is number two?
Number two is the other two are Bohemians.
This is a very interesting.
This is
story.
Interesting.
I think we need more detail.
I know.
Text and say.
Does she want to call
more
in?
More detail, yes, please. We need her to call in with details because this is fascinating, Dr. E. I think this
because I would almost think that. Okay, so number two and three would be the choices, and I'd say two because he helps her with some stuff that she needs. Mm. However, if she is willing to teach him and he's willing to learn good bedroom practices, then they would be
two,
able to
two?
Increase. Yes. Mm.
Does all the housework?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Does all the housework? Does he live with her? Like, I don't understand what that means. All
does right, he have a job?
For folks who are just tuning in, we are, today's show is about relationships. We have Dr. E in studio, Jonathan Edgecombe in studio. We are talking about relationships and we're taking your questions. We want to get your anything that's challenging. It's just not, the man, woman. What do we call those type of relationships?
Intimate?
They're not just intimate relationships.
Yes.
But also
friendships, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with take a question on money. Your relationship with money.
Yeah.
I found that fascinating. Yes. Come on, more information.
I have a next question.
Okay.
I like this.
I want to, just so folks can know what we were discussing, mm-hmm. and for people who just tuned in, a texter sent in, when is it time to turn the player card in? And I think let's answer that question.
Okay. If she is not exclusively dating any of them, to me, she's not technically a player. Okay?
But she says she's leaning more towards the last guy.
So she's not technically a player because she's dating. She's dating. And you know why it's so hard for us? Because we don't grow up in this country learning how to date.
You can be intimate and dating.
Why not? That's your body. It's freedom of body.
So don't people get the wrong signals with intimate and
dating? Mixed signals,
isn't that?
If she's being clear, if she's telling...
You know she ain't telling.
I was giving hope to, you know our female...
Bad woman playing.
Okay, fine. So it's time to turn it in when you have... All right, Samantha. It's time to turn it in when you have more feelings for one of the three than the others. So I think it's time to turn it in.
But
now she has to see is the last guy, because I think that's who she's leaning towards most.
That's the one she wants.
Well, how are they going to progress forward for the long term? If not, I think she should scrap all three and start again.
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to.
And for the record, I think Dr. E and Jonathan, that she's definitely a player.
Mm-hmm.
Because her feelings for them doesn't change or doesn't just talk about their feelings towards her. So if it was a male, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was play. This is what we call playing the field. This is what we would say about a man.
That's
he's playing the field, right? Like, you're talking to me. I don't know you're talking to B or C.
And men are demonized for that.
Yeah. And I'm having feelings for you on this side of the fence whilst you're seeing B and C, right? So she is definitely a player. And, you know, she's playing that field dead hard.
So the advice is, at the end of the day, is to...
Not yet. She can't turn in a card now. She ain't figured out if she's done yet. She needs to not be a player. That would be nice. Mm. Figure out what she wants. That's my thing.
I think she should try, see if she could do it with number three, but I don't think it could work out if he can't come up to the financial plate, which
now,
she's been
now,
used to.
Now, number one,
he married her.
How are you just about to
I
say that?
I can tell that. I mean, maybe it's my profession, but I just knew he was married.
Well, yeah, because come on. She's 26. She's 50. They really, but... She said, in terms of the intimacy, is not it's like once every month.
I told you some men really get off on taking care of somebody.
No, I think it's the fact that him having the access to do what he got to do with the situation.
Like some people get that drive from that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's the next hot question?
Next question.
The next question. I got to summarize because it's long.
Because I look like a whole essay.
Someone said, talking about, you know, coital issues today. Yes. Coitus. Mm. She is not a player, just sampling. Different trees have different types of wood.
I don't know what to say, but you
we don't say anything here. We just move on.
Just
move
go
on.
To the
next
essay.
Question. Next question.
The next one, you got to condense it. What, just, and that's why I tell men, be careful when dating women with kids. Right?
Oh, this is a good topic, by the way. Dating women with kids.
Yeah, because...
Men have issues.
Let me tell you a story first. I could go a little deeper on that. But what happened is, this young man, the guy who inboxed me, he met a lady when the child was... with two kids. One was two and one was five or something like that. A girl and a boy. Fast forward, the girl is now 14 years old and the son is like 10 or something to that effect. The father is not really in the picture. The biological father is not really in the picture. Mm-hmm. He went to discipline the daughter by taking away her phone for something she didn't do. The daughter then said,
"You're not my father."
He going to tell his mother, her biological father, that he touched her. Right, and he said, "Hold on." He told the wife, because the wife automatically believed the daughter.
Yeah, that's the first thing you do. Yeah,
right. And he was saying, no. And I condensed in the story. What happened was the family got into it, her side, and the biological father wanted to fight him. It got back to his job. And thank God he said he didn't get fired. Anyhow, fast forward 6 months later, eventually the girl admitted that she was just upset that he took the phone and it was all, he got kicked out of the house and pretty much
his life is ruined, yeah.
Right, his whole name and whatever. But he still is working, but people at the job, even some of his family members and his trade member.
He's on them.
But you know in this society, buddy, you don't play.
Don't mess around, yeah.
Right, anyhow, thank God, because he was about to get almost locked up too. And it's like, thank God, she came out in a minute and whatever. And now his question is, his wife want him to come back in the house, but he said he feels extremely...
Oh, they were married.
They're married. He married her. And he took, talking to the children.
And raised them.
Since he was young.
That's her story? That was weird. That she would all these years...
Right, and that's what that's what he was saying. He's denying it, the point being, his question to me was, she wants him to come back, and he is apprehensive because what if the little boy now says something, or what if in the future she come with the steam? So the question is, what to do? And he said he's pretty much over
that's
this situation.
A deep one. Oh, Dr. E.
Oh, yeah. Y'all really throwing that one at
me. That's a deep one.
And see, this is what makes it so hard when you have sexual assault cases because you want to believe
all women.
You want to believe a child, especially a child. We don't really take it that seriously.
I have a daughter too, so I would believe
her first, right? I'd be curious to know what the mother then did to the child after now finding out that this was all a lie, because
this is a huge thing.
You essentially like...
I didn't really go. I didn't ask
I don't think they I don't know if he would ever feel comfortable enough to go back in the house.
I
would tell him, because if you're going to go back home and constantly feel hypervigilant, then I would suggest you don't go back in the house. And they maybe as a couple can still try to have a relationship. And I know people are gonna laugh when I say this, but not all couples live together.
I've learned that.
Not all couples live together.
You've said
right.
that before.
So, but because have they had any relationship during this time at all? Like, were they communicating?
Well, he is pretty much exiled from her.
Everything.
Right, because remember, that's her child.
That is her
and
child, right.
It was made apparent, clear, that is not your child. All this time, it was our children. Because he was, he's taking care of
children. So he has no children outside of this relationship.
Not yet.
And so did they ever talk?
Just as a note, I see someone was trying to call in. Because we're going to a news break, please call at the other side of the news break.
Yeah.
323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also text us at 422-4796. After the 5 o'clock news hour, because we are going to break in a minute, we didn't want to start that and then have to run into a break. But finish your thought.
Did the wife and the husband ever talk about this? I understand believing your child, but did they communicate about this?
He was trying to. He was telling them, he's denying it straight through. According to him, he's denying it, saying no, no. And she said, my daughter wouldn't lie. Because, I mean, why would
she's in a tough position, too, though.
No,
I know, that's what I'm saying. I know.
And that is a stepfather. And right. One thing is that what you don't want to be as the parent is...
Who didn't believe the child.
Precisely.
I had a case like that last week.
Yeah.
Because you hear cases like that where... They said, children would say, my mother chose my stepfather over me.
So, and I think that's where, this is tough.
I would tell if they can communicate at all, but I can't see him going back in that house and feeling comfortable.
The sad thing is, even though he's exonerated, a lot of people still don't know,
And that's a tough part. You're getting the stain off.
This is why
we have to be so careful before we kind of publicly humiliate somebody, because we have to be sure. And I would say to him, I think both of them need to...
Therapy.
Yeah, they need therapy. I don't know if it needs to be together as part, but I don't think he should go back home right now because he's not comfortable yet with the whole situation. And if he's already talking about, but what if something happens to the son? Yeah, remember, that's another 8 years potentially. The daughter's still in the house for another, 4 years?
Right. Yeah.
I can't see how he would be comfortable, and the fact that he doesn't believe anybody trusted him before.
No, yeah, you know.
So, honestly, in this one, I would tell him maybe it's time for them to either see if they will be living apart together, or that they're going to
In the group, they still want to move on.
And stay close to the mic. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to do a news break. I see your text coming in. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Dr. E is taking your questions. And my good friend Jonathan Edgecombe is also joining us. He is the founder of, what's the name of the group again so folks can join?
Real Questions Women Want Men to Answer.
I love this group. My favorite group. We'll be back after this.
I get lost under these lights. I get lost in the words I say. Start believing my own lies. Like everything will be okay. Oh, I still dream of a simple life. What makes girl makes her his wife. But love don't exist when you live like this. That much I know. Yes, I know.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to the Guardian News Network. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Taylor Ferguson. Here's what's making news. Thank you for tuning in.
Bahamas Christian Council President Bishop Delton Fernando says there are some things they just won't support in government's proposed marijuana bill, which proposes decriminalizing up to 2 ounces of cannabis.
We wholeheartedly have some things we just will not support. Just what has taken place this year, since you indicated that this was going to happen, with our children getting high, eating chips and whatnot, and, you know, unbeknownst to themselves, eating snacks at school. What do you think will be the result in the next 5 to 6 years?
Education Minister Jeff Lloyd slamming the lack of news coverage of a tablet presentation at Doris Johnson Senior High School today. He asserted if drugs were found on the school's campus, Doris Johnson would be crawling with reporters.
Of course, the media doesn't want to hear about fantastic and elegant and stellar performance. If you had said that a bale of marijuana was found on this campus, you would have had a phalanx of them out there with their microphones, with their drones overhead, trying to get a bid.
10 more unauthorized buildings at the farm shanty town have been demolished. The Ministry of Public Works says they were removed May 14th and 15th, and 7 of the buildings were previously occupied. We're told the demolition debris was disposed of, personal and household effects secured. The ministry insisting the demolition is continuing in line with an existing court order forbidding new buildings in shantytowns and New Providence and the Family Islands. That's what's making news. I'm Taylor Ferguson. AP News is coming up next.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Coronavirus update. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Stocks finished mixed. The Dow up 123 points. California is going to drop social distancing and will allow full capacity for businesses when the state reopens June 15th. There's been nearly 63,000 confirmed deaths from the virus in California, the most of any state in the nation. White House Coronavirus Response Advisor Andy Slavitt says they're enthusiastic about lottery ticket incentives in some states to get people vaccinated. Slavitt also says dating apps are getting involved.
Here's one for you. According to one of the sites, OkCupid, people who display their vaccination status are 14% more likely to get a match. We have finally found the one thing that makes us all more attractive, a vaccination.
People can get a badge on the dating websites to show that they have been vaccinated.
All right, got through that.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Take you to every party, 'cause all you wanted to do was
she's dancing with another man. My pride, my ego, my needs, and my selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I never, never get to clean up the mess I made. Haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like.
And we're back. You're listening to the Hit Back with Nahaja Black. It's Friday, y'all. We're doing something. I love to do these shows with Dr. E. And I have my good friend Jonathan Edgecombe joining us on the show today. It's a relationship show. We want to take your questions. We want whatever challenges with. Every type of relationship, intimate, non-intimate relationships, family, children, parents, whatever it is, we want to hear from you today. Our phone lines are lighting up. You can call 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can also text us, and I see a lot of texts coming in, 422-4796. Dr. E, let's get this call. Jonathan, speed round. Let's go, speed round. Caller, you're on the Hit Back. Welcome.
Hey, Miss Black, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing well, also. I appreciate it. And your guest?
Yeah, thank you.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Okay, I'm fine. Thanks. Y'all got a very powerful show that only the wise could really have a good answer. But let me say what I have to say.
Okay.
To know a good friend or a good person or a person you can trust, they will always give you the right advice. In other words, if you go to mommy, she will only take up for you. If you go to daddy, he will only take up for you. If you go to your best friend, he or she will only take up for you. And that advice will be to make you happy. Now, if you're wrong, at the same time, they still will take up for you. And if you meant well, or you meant good, they still will take up for you. But a good friend will tell you the truth. Y'all understand me?
Yeah, uh-huh. I got you.
Yeah, so that's my little 5 cents.
All right, my brother. Thank you. I appreciate okay. you. All right, we got another call on the line. Caller, you're on the Hit Back. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm well, and you?
I'm fine. Nahaja, good afternoon to you and your guest.
Hey, how you doing? Good afternoon.
The situation with the young man with the stepchildren.
Yes.
I have been in that situation before, and you know what? It's best for him to stay out of that marriage. Mm. Don't never, ever go back. You know why? Let me tell you why.
The trust is
as long as you spend your money on the stepchildren, like buying them uniform, buying them clothes, buying them shoes, everything is fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the minute somebody accuses you of what that young man has been accused of, then everybody cuts your throat. I would say to him, stay out.
Mm, wow.
Never go back.
And you never looked back.
Because
you never looked back.
It hurts when you as a man, you buy ice cream, you take children out for Kong salad, you take them out and you spend all your money on them, uniforms and books and everything like that, right? And then the minute somebody says something, everybody cuts your throat.
Yeah.
I would say to him, please, stay out.
Wow.
Don't never go back.
So sorry that happened to you, my brother.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Miss Nahaja.
Hey.
I would like to know the number for the gentleman that you have in your studio right now, and mm-hmm. also Mr. Harrison Thompson.
Uh-huh.
I would like to sit down and talk with them one-on-one about the situation that I have and that I'm going
well,
through.
Well, the gentleman isn't a therapist. You mean Dr. E. Dr. Drika Richardson is the therapist.
What about Mr. Harrison Thompson?
Oh, no, Harrison is one as well. I can get you all that info, though. You're good to go.
Yeah. I can leave my number
yes,
with
Yes, please, with the producer.
Yeah.
All right, man. No problem. Thank you. You're listening to The Hit Bag with Nahaja Black. So we've got Dr. Drika Richardson, family and marriage therapist. Special guest of the show always. She's a huge following. People love when Dr. E is on, more so when I'm on it with her. They just, I swear, it's getting a little petty now. She's like, oh, Dr. E was on when our show is. And we're just extra. All right, we got some text messages. Hi, Nahaja. Happy Friday. Have a question for Dr. E and your male guest. Why is it so hard to break attachments to someone who's constantly doing you wrong?
and how can you successfully break free? Okay, that's like a soul tie. Like, how do you...
Soul tie?
Oh, that's a good one.
I love when I go to Jonathan first.
Why would you put my boy under this kind of pressure?
Yeah,
put
a
like, why would you? You're Dr. E.
Okay,
Thank you.
It is hard to break ties like that because most people confuse sexual connection with true emotional intimacy. Those are two different things. And so what people do is that physical, like that's why she likes the third person. This is two different cases,
yes.
Right. But she likes the third person because that physical, that sexual connection they have is so much more powerful. And I know we like to say, oh, you need to like somebody for their personality. Personality don't get anybody off. So you have to understand that.
What if you're sapiosexual?
Sapiosexual.
Sapiosexual.
Right. But that also starts with good communication, right?
Yeah.
And so what happens is that we then start to confuse that energy with true love and trust. Attachment is an emotional bond built out of consistently meeting your needs. Consistently. And so...
But she said this person is constantly doing them wrong.
Right. And so what people don't understand is there are healthy and unhealthy attachments. And so what that person is doing is confusing a positive or a healthy attachment or a secure attachment with a insecure attachment. And I would bet that person has that pattern in their life if they look at their early childhood relationships. And it's very similar to what they're getting now in this relationship. And so it becomes hard because this is what you know.
Hmm.
And so someone presenting you with something else, it's probably not going to seem almost as exciting.
So if someone presents you with a healthy relationship.
Like cleaning a house.
Boy number two.
That's women, on a lot of women.
Listen, Wally, my producer.
And that's why this is why you hear this good guys finish last, because they look at good guys or guys who cater to them as kind of boring. That's what I'm getting from a lot of guys.
I had a very good guy, right? Like, he really, really liked me. Really was a great guy. Would do everything and anything, you know, sang songs.
Don't do that.
Of that good stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
But you know what my one challenge was? Hmm. That was all he did. Like, dude, I needed you to do you. Like, I need you to have your focus and who you are and where you're going. You could be that great. You write me songs and sonnets. But at the end of the day, that don't pay bills.
If I get
a life, will you be okay with, you know, having your own life?
Mm-hmm.
Man. I met my one boo.
Yeah.
All right. 15 years. Okay. Throw the confetti. Rice. Child, we had marriage counseling too, though. Don't watch nothing.
I was just about to say, I know some people who was going for 20 years and they sleep in separate bedrooms.
Yeah, no, don't worry about that.
This is work. 15 years ain't no joke.
So the emotional attachment part, I think it's the person needs to sit down with themselves and see if this person is doing more harm than good.
Well, how can you break free? And that was the last question before we get to the
call. Break free is when you start looking at to see if they're doing more harm than good. And if it's more harm than good, then it's time for you to start detaching yourself from them. So don't pick up the calls as much. Don't go out or go by them as much. You know when you get that craving in the night, but at that special, don't go.
Don't go for the snack and the drink.
No.
But what that person is doing what most persons do. They romanticize the situation, neglecting to look at the negative aspects or the negative parts of it, and only think about that significant other, like, he used to do this for me, or she used to do that for me, forgetting that.
That happened in like 10 years.
Right. So you...
Tell the truth. You know the person needs to start doing? Tell them the truth to yourself about the relationship.
I'll wait on the pros and cons, but, you know.
Write it down. Should they write down the pros and cons?
I like that. The only way that person's
going to actually make a change is they have to be ready to make a change.
Successfully detaching. I like that. Just, you know, stop calling as much, or don't pick up the phone as much, or...
I'm a good proponent of the cold turkey.
But what if you live with them?
You know, cold turkey there.
That's where you just got to leave then. Is that it? Like, how do you detach?
That's the time when your mommy should open the door.
That's the time.
That's the only time.
All right, we got another call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Oh, pleasure. Good afternoon, Miss Black.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
It's Sparky on a Friday evening.
Sparkalicious.
Hey, Mr. Boogalicious.
Man, what you say, buddy?
Let me tell you something. I've been trying to get into talk shows the whole week, and when I heard this other stuff, well, like I told you, I just celebrated my 70th birthday on the 4th. Tuesday before last at the party. The party, I thought the party would be a one-day party. But when you got some of these people, what they call associates or friends or backstabbers or whatever it is, they keep coming around your house and lock my gate. They keep bringing the cases of Guinness and Stoli Naya and all kind of hog head, Gordon's gin and milk.
That sound like friends. You sound like, what are they trying to do, kill you? They're trying to kill you.
But they can't be my friends because they sound like they're trying to kill me.
They're trying to kill you, Spock.
Because I didn't know how to say no. I was trying to tell them the party was over from Tuesday. So, Wednesday, open up this gate. Open up this gate. But now, what I really want to talk about, if you produce, I have Wally for a long time, Wally voice. Uh-huh. I just had a little word with Wally. But let me tell you something. I got a problem with these people talking about this marijuana thing.
Oh, hold on. You're taking me off topic, Sparky. We can't talk about that right now. But I have a show for you next Friday, Sparky, that is all about marijuana thing. I got you. Next Friday, I promise. All right, we got a next text. We're talking relationships, guys. I want you to call with your questions or your texts. Call with your relationship questions. We're taking any type of relationship, family, business, whatever it is. We want to get it with you. Dr. Idrika Richardson, Dr. E, who's always on the show. She is here. We are live in studio. We want to take your calls. And, of course, we have my good friend, Jonathan Edgecombe, founder of one of the best groups on Facebook. I must tell you, and as a lurker, I enjoy it. I learned so much. And as someone who's been locked down for 15 years, I tell you, it's still fascinating every day. Every day. It's like, y'all really going through this? Mm. Like, the scariest thing would be to get divorced. Who's dating in 2021? Buddy, I don't want to be y'all dating. I feel sorry for y'all. What?
Well, hot city girls. What do you want to...
Someone says the perfect panel. Excellent. All right. Good day, Mrs. Black. Enjoy, and your guests, enjoying the show. Please ask the doctor, what is her advice for a wife who has a career, marriage, cheating spouse, 23 years and counting? Was the cheating spouse for 23 years and counting? Right? He refuses to go to counseling. You're listening, Dr. E?
Mm-hmm.
He refuses to go to counseling, neither alone or couple. Kids grown, wife just put in for divorce. What should she do?
She just decided what she was going to do. Yeah. So for 23 years.
And he refuses to go to counseling.
So he is not interested in changing. He's made it very clear his position on things. I would be surprised, though, is when he gets served the papers, all of a sudden now he's going to be interested. But being interested and actually working on it, two different things. Mm. And you got to be careful with that. And so if this person... Let's say that may be the spark, because sometimes that is the spark. Let them go and see their effort and consistency for a while, because we know papers take a minute in this country. So, but for that long, he's been cheating.
23 years, yeah.
And, you know, I always tell parents, I think the worst effect of that is that the kids are seeing this and they're normalizing that as a good relationship.
Mm-hmm. She says that this person says the kids are grown.
Oh.
Right? And but they have seen it 23 years.
They've seen it. They've seen it. Their parents go through ups and downs, or even maybe even been put in the middle of, oh, ask your parent where they go in or ask these questions at some point. I think that ask yourself for the next decade, do you want to be happy and sane? Or are you going to sit there and ruminate about what your partner is doing?
Don't be miserable.
No, because your partner is having the best life ever. Mm. While you sit there and you know, you've endured. I think even Jesus himself would agree that that's enough.
Yeah. 23 years is a long time.
And plus, your sex market, whatever, is starting to depreciate, too. you need to get back
on
there.
If you're going to get older, you'll wait for more time. Difficult, Dr. E? I have to ask this question. It's difficult. And you two can attest to this, right? Going back on the market ain't no small thing. I think that there's a lot of therapy before you even enter the market. Does one have to get like some sort of relationship therapy before you can even re-enter the market after divorce?
You should, to make sure you process the aspects of the divorce, the impact it had on you. And especially if it was a quality relationship at some point. Yeah.
What do you mean quality relationship at some point?
That was not probably the best language, but meaning that when your partner still triggers you, and it's been a minute that you guys have been out of this relationship, mm-hmm. because relationships end before the divorce papers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, that's if true. They still trigger you to the point where you're reactive, then you're not over it.
Yeah, you gotta.
Mm-hmm. You need to deal with it.
You got an issue.
I'm gonna let you read that. We get more?
Yeah, we got tons more.
Oh.
Okay, someone says here, good afternoon, Nahaja. Jonathan said that women are shallow because they all want a man to take care of them financially. Could you please tell him that this is not fair to generalize because the definition does not apply to all women? That definition. Example, myself. I have never asked any male that I was in a relationship with for money or material assistance. I was married for 10 years and never asked my husband for money because I was working and always supported myself from age 16.
Come on, listen to me. We in the real world. Women might don't say it, but if I take Dr. Edo to the date now, she expects me to pay for that first date.
You took her out?
No. What I'm saying is...
was it an invitation? Like, did you invite me or did you say, let's go together? You might say language is very important.
Regardless, if we had a mutual discussion and we agreed, you still... My marketability will go down if you had to go pull in your purse and you then say you're tired of spending your own money, so you...
You might, you're not, she's well off, she's tired of spending money.
But that's women, that's women on the whole. I mean, regardless,
that's a part of the wooing process for a lot of women.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, even though she's saying that, she expects certain things.
I would just say it's like a pheromone, right? It's a smell. You know, brother who can spend money, just it has an aura. Yeah. Now, mind you, if that's all they are, that's just one facet. It is more than that. Yeah. It isn't just... If someone can have money. If it's drug money, I'm not turned on. That isn't... I don't care how much money you make. Mm. If it's illegal, that does nothing for me because all I see is jeopardy.
What if you lobby the government and get legalized later?
And then become an ambassador? But this is powerful times. This is powerful times, right? You could do things like that, right? You could do... and then have seminars and work groups. Anyways, we have a call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah. Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
We're doing well, and you?
Wonderful. Listen here. This coming November, make 35 years of marriage. Just 15. That's a short time, man.
Woo! 35, my God, man.
Oh. And listen here. I told someone that if my wife is to die now, I'm 66 in October. I gonna have to take some skin and blood and clone and freeze it if I can get married again. Because I ain't gonna find another woman like her.
Aww.
Who's committed, who's faithful, and first of all, she loves the Lord. And let me start dating back in 1984. We were serving the Lord together and everything.
Mm.
And some people find this hard to believe, but we never, you know, some relationships have a drag out, knock down, and it comes down to finances. But we never really had that.
Man, that's awesome.
Never.
Man, I need to get you and your wife on my show.
I really, let me tell you, I remember one time when my first 4 years, I was working and the job, you know, went up and I was in was out of a job, but she never raised cane because I was out there looking and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she never raised cane, never. And, you know, I paid for some bumps of the bills when sometimes the last couple of vacations, she paid my way.
Yes.
And when I reached over there, she still put $400, $500 in my hand.
Hey.
You know more than me.
That ain't true. Stop that. There's a lot of them out there. She saw the man who he was. She knew who he was. My brother, thank you so much. And listen, I would love to have you and your wife on the show if she's interested. Let's talk about it. 34 years? 35 years? That's awesome.
Long time.
Congratulations.
Okay, we lost the caller. All right. We got some text messages. Today is a call-in show. We are talking about relationships. But this text in response to the 23 years... that text responds, thank you, Dr. E. This is the person's text you just answered. I have now physically separated from him as well, feeling free now.
That's
thanks.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. That's big. All right. So we got, I want you guys to text 422-4796. The text lines are blowing up here. We want to get your questions, your thoughts. Someone says, hey, Mrs. Black, I'm married, but I'm not in love with my partner. Oof. And want to get out of the marriage, but don't know how to. Can you ask Dr. E her advice, please? Also, may I have a contact for her? Yo, nothing worse than a loveless marriage.
What's holding her there?
I think that's a challenge. But I think the challenge of divorce, some people are traditional. And what if the person is just a good person? What if you're married to someone who's a good guy?
I actually have a few cases like that right now. They're just really good people, but they have nothing together at the moment.
I firmly believe that people grow apart.
I think that's the hardest relationships because then people always will say, but y'all two are great, right? Yeah. But people have to understand the business of a marriage or a relationship is completely different than the intimacy of a relationship.
I agree.
Please don't confuse the two. Just because you see Bob and Susie doing a very good job of managing their family, their households, and they show up to events together, look to see if there's actually any connection. And you can't fake that over time. And I think that's the hardest relationship to separate from because you can't justify in your mind why you're walking away from it. And I think people need to do a better job of not saying to you, well, your relationship looked like the gold standard, right? Because that makes it harder for those people who are empty within those relationships. And also get more curious and ask questions to the person about, like, how do you get filled? And because I'm pretty sure that if they've had, let's call it, they've had the 80%, right?
Yeah.
They had a really good 80%, but that 20% missing is so much more important for that couple because at the end of the day, they probably aren't doing anything actually together if it doesn't include the kids.
The business of marriage. That's a deep
one. When the kids leave, you also got to look at each other. And then at that point, you'd be like, we've been together so long. Let's just continue to stay. And then unless you're all planning to change the rules of the relationship and make it a little bit more open, then something's going to bound to happen. And
Jonathan,
and you have to be prepared. No, I'm just being honest. That's what's going to happen because somebody else is going to find something.
Yeah, and that 20 is going to get ignited by someone else.
And I know it's really hard to consider, but when you feel empty, I always the loudest noise is being alone in a quiet room and a crowded room. Being alone in a crowded room. That's loudest.
That's sad though. Well, they want to know how to reach you. Dr. E, remind folks again.
They can go to my website, www.rpc-ltd.com, or call 425-0718.
425-0718.
Yes.
All right, we got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, my friend, and you?
How's the guest doing?
They're doing well.
That's good. This cake man here, I have a question I'd like to ask.
Okay.
You're a married man. And you're still seeing your ex. And you're still doing things for her, like how you always describing the number one man, the number two man, the number three man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you're doing whatever she wants to be done. But when it's time for you to, say, have a little relationship with her, she lets you know that you're a married man. What do you do in that circumstance?
You stop being a conk.
I mean,
she's pretty much using you, and I think
some people love to do things. What are you saying, Jonathan? Respond to that.
She's pretty much using you for what you could.
Thank you. I'll let him respond. Thank you, my brother.
She's pretty much using you for what you could do for her. When it's come time for that loving, she reminds you real quick.
I just want to make sure I was clear because I didn't hear the first part. Who's getting the money? The old person?
No, the ex.
The ex. That's what I'm saying. The ex is getting the money.
Yeah, right.
But the current wife.
No, no. But he's saying that he's married.
He's giving a scenario.
Don't say him. No, that's why I said the scenario.
His friend. So who's getting the money? The person who's...
The ex is getting...
Yeah, he's still doing all these things
for the ex.
Right. He's still doing stuff
for
the ex.
But he's married. So he's taking care of the ex like when they were dating or when they were together. Right? But when he wants to cash in on those receipts...
Right.
She reminds him of the big check. The big receipt.
But are you married?
Boo. I seen the papers. You got a boo.
So he's doing that by choice. That is choice. So that person is literally doing it. So my producer
says you collect your fridge and
toilet. But that's my point. That's what I'm saying. That's
how we're doing that by choice. That's
right. I know enough people who did collect their fridge and toilet. Mm-hmm, but you're ready. Mm-hmm.
But that's my point. That's what I'm saying.
We have another caller. That's the same. Okay, we got to collect our line. We're going to take a quick break. Well, you say you collect your fridge and toilet. Jonathan, you just told the man, stop being a cunk.
Being a cunk?
That's get, what I agree. I was going to say the last.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but yeah, the last time around.
Where do those people exist?
How do they not exist in your world, right? Like, what is that?
Can I have your number?
I was one of them
who could just take care of you. But please, payday, you will be giving up the goods. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're doing relationships today. Dr. Adrika Richardson and my good friend Jonathan Edgecombe, founder of the group Questions Women Want Men to Ask.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I never remember what the hell that group name. We'll be back after this.
Keep on fooling with me. All I try to turn my back on she. Dorothy, she's just as bad. Because I'm married. She's
tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to a Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Nassar Motor Company is excited to introduce the 2021 Chevrolet Tracker. This brand new SUV is an unbeatable combination of design, performance, technology, and safety. The Tracker's turbocharged, fuel-efficient 1.2-liter engine gives you mastery of the road. Its touchscreen with smartphone integration keeps control at your fingertips. You'll love the rear vision camera and reverse sensors. Safety features everyone wants in an SUV. Come into Nassar Motor Company on Shirley Street today and test drive the unbeatable Chevrolet Tracker.
Imagine, that's where every advancement begins, with an idea that things can be different, better. Now, imagine a world where your entertainment experience was all about you, your style, your show, at your budget. At Rev, that's what we've imagined. To join the conversation and learn more about the future of Rev TV, visit us at rev.bs/imagine.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
If you want it, take it. I should have said it before. Try to hide it, fake it. I can't pretend anymore. Never by the hands of a broken heart.
listening to the Hit Back with Nahaja Black. We got Dr. E in studio with us. We got my good friend Jonathan Edgecombe as well joining us. We are taking your calls. We're taking your texts. We want to get your relationship questions answered here on the show. So far, so very interesting. We appreciate all of your calls, all of your text messages. Don't forget, you can give us a call at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can also text us at 422-4796. That's 422-4796 if you want to keep it anonymous. We got a text message here, Dr. E. And Jonathan, good day. I'm in a relationship where my girlfriend says that she feels as if I don't show her enough love the way she shows me love. Yes, she does do special things for me and all. From my end, I do what I can to get gifts and spend time and constantly be the driver behind us communicating. Is it fair that she feels I should reciprocate in the same way she does?
No. I think what... men and women are different. Just because she's doing something don't necessarily mean I have to do it exactly the way she's doing it. I think a communication needs to be had. What's the love languages or something? Yeah.
But I was just going to hit you on that one too. Because the problem is, if you're not loving me the way I need to be loved, you are only loving yourself.
Yeah.
But that's why I say they need to sit down.
Because that's what it is. He's missing her. And what she's doing, we've spoken about this many times, where people, the way they want to be loved is the way they love you.
Right.
Right? So instead of them finding out what your love language is,
they love you the way
they just love you the way they want to be loved. So her thing is whatever she does, maybe her thing is acts of kindness, because he talks about he gives her gifts.
Gift givers.
Yeah. Jeez. So I don't show her enough love the way she shows me love. And he says she does do special things for me. So special things, meaning that she thinks about things. Maybe she goes out of her way maybe to do something that's unique and special. And so for her, that might be, what you call it, the acts of kindness.
Acts of service.
But it may not be the way he wants
but
to
that
be.
Is, but this is the problem. Mm. Where she needs it, that's how her tank gets full. That's how she feels loved. And if he loves her, it's uncomfortable. Because, listen, I've learned that too. The way you want to be loved... Man, that might not be my thing, and doing it might be a lot for me. But because I love you,
I have to step outside of my comfort zone and learn a little bit about what you need.
Yeah, I agree.
And maybe it goes a long way. They have to have a conversation.
Yeah. Right.
The problem is that y'all are pretending as if this is not a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
And she's verbalized that it's a thing. And so the fact that she's saying it, meaning that you're missing her. So you can't ignore it or say that, hey, I'm trying. You're missing it.
But a lot of guys don't know how what to love you or how
and
to
that's why
and you need to sometimes like, for for men sometimes you need to break it down and break it down in small
I won't lie to you, if I have to break it down on how to just think of me in a different way, I feel like that's defeating
but
the
but
point.
That goes back to
but it is true,
how we was raised. Men were raised to be stoic and you can't
give you things right. And if I give you a gift,
and once I'm working I'm paying your little bills or whatever, that's enough.
That's a lot.
And that's it's obvious it's not enough.
It's not enough.
And that's why Joe blow up
Joe and his girlfriend are in trouble.
Here's the message that
we all right, so this is one of those things. What if you're in love with a man, but he's married, but he also, this is another text question. Okay. Sorry. Just to wrap up on that last text. What do you say to the gentleman? Let's wrap up on that last text because I felt like we just moved on.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think what he needs to do is he should get the book or even they could do the quiz online for free and then they can have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, once you know what the love languages are, guess what? People, you don't have to think about all the items yourself. Google!
And it's right there.
Like, you have a whole list suggestions. Of suggestions of how to do it. And so, the only thing she's probably looking for in him is some effort.
Yeah. Mm. That's a long
time. And
that
goes up a long way.
And it'll be, once we realize that there's that love tanks thing, that's so powerful. Because if you realize that all of this energy you're spending on the wrong thing, you can do half of that. Less than half.
Maybe simple.
And you get more perks out of the right thing. Right? So it's just, once you know what that is, it's easier to love someone when you figure out what it is they need. And once you figure that out, ding, ding, ding.
I mean, that's frustrating as well.
And it costs you less money.
It costs you far less money. She ain't need your money. We got to call her.
I never see this phone. Bling, bling, bling.
Caller, you're on the head back. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Thanks. Can you have a meaningful relationship without intimacy?
Yes. How long, though? That's a question.
Not with you.
You hear that? Okay, so how long are we talking? Is it a friendship, or is it a friendship that might lead to something more?
Mm.
It's a marriage relationship.
That exists? Okay.
Hold on. So you're married for about 15 years.
And there's no...
And
no intimacy.
So part of it was the 10 years, and after the 10 years, it's like it dwindled down. No, hardly no intimacy.
Oh, that's not good. That's not healthy.
That's not healthy.
Is the person willing to work with you and try though?
The person, I think, because of his ego, he has an issue with that part of it, and so I don't think he wants to go to anybody to address it.
Is it a health issue?
Ego.
Is it a health issue?
Well, it has to do with, that part of it not actually being the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay. And he don't want to go on any pills, so it's more health conscious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys, though, allowed to use supplemental apparatus to help the situation, like toys?
Well, we tried it once, and that was it. I didn't enjoy it too much.
Okay. Mm. Okay. That's a tough one. I think 5 years is that's a struggle. I mean, I would turn it over to you, Dr. E, but yeah.
Turn it over to you,
Dr. E. Thank you so
E.
much. And then please, I want Dr. E, respond to that for me, please.
After that long of a time, I know you could really love somebody and care for them, but that's part of that missing link. Mm. And see, I made the comment earlier about differences in ages. Women go through a sexual peak at about like 40.
Mm-hmm.
30, after 35, 40, when they start to really feel themselves in their body, their hormones go through the roof.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard when you have that like age gap or levels in energy, because then I've seen it now from a lot of my female clients who are married, their partners can't keep up.
So what would you suggest to the caller? I mean, if he's not seeking any help, I don't know, and I would ask, if the caller is still there. Okay, the caller's in there, because I would ask the question. How is her needs being fulfilled? 5 years is a lot. Woo-hoo.
Buddy, I ain't doing it.
I would say if they were consistently trying other alternatives, but at some point, this is where males really have to, if your identity is only wrapped in your genitalia, you have a problem. You really need to, you should, if you're doing healthy practices anyway, you should be going every year for your checkups.
Yeah.
And so that you can work on it.
There is therapy. You don't have to be, why wouldn't you take a pill? Like, that's the easiest thing to get. Like,
sometimes they don't work for everybody.
That's true. Okay.
You can do the gas station pill.
Or he could try other things. Maybe it's about having, you can have sex without intercourse, if that makes sense. You could have other sexual practices and get fulfillment without penetration. That's what I meant.
Not for him.
Without penetration.
Because for the woman, that's fine. I don't know about him. What is he doing? Like, how does he cope? Poor guy. Poor wife.
Let me tell you. I would suggest, you know what you need to do? This is a little far, but I would sit in the bed every night and make sure next to him I'm being fulfilled, and so that he gets the point, like, this is not happening, like, this is a thing.
That's a move. I would actually
do a move like that. Like,
after 5 years you do that move.
Ma'am,
I shall put you in my prayer list, because child,
I can't.
That's no 5 years.
I can't deal with that. Mm-hmm. You need so much Jergens you could use.
You're listening to The Hit Back with What if you're in love with a man, but he's married, but he also spends a lot of time with you? It's almost like he isn't married.
A lot of them are like that. Well, what are you expecting from this person? Are you expecting a relationship?
They're in love. They're in love. And they feel like they're in a relationship. Based on that, they think they're in a relationship.
And he is too, just not...
He's not going anywhere.
He's not. And he gets everything he wants.
And I tell women this all the time. Don't fall for the okie doke about, I'm going to leave her, yada, yada, yada. If he wanted to leave her, he's going to leave her.
So she's the conk now.
She's a small cunk.
She's a swan cunk.
Small cunk.
Oh, small. Someone said there are so many toys available. If she only tried one,
yeah, she
tried
once, more.
Yes.
She is missing
she's
out.
Some, she's, yeah, yeah,
she definitely.
Ma'am, I would try a lot of stuff. There's also Sensei Touch stuff that she could practice. Look that up.
What
Sensei
it?
Touch.
Where did
they
get
that
from?
I thought you said Sensei. It's like karate touches.
I was wondering.
Kung Fu.
I know it's Friday.
You know, at a certain point, I have to tell females this. When your partner is not willing to work in the relationship, and that means by going to therapy or going to the doctor to get help, you got to say to them, you know what? I can't do this no more. Because at the end of the day, what you're telling them is you're okay with bad treatment.
Yeah. And that, you know, listen, relationships are two people. One can't unanimously make a decision. Okay, there you go.
All right. I noticed, you know, okay. Women, you put two women in here with one man, right? But what about women who tend to use
sex,
their flower as a tool or as a
flower.
A leverage? What do you do then? What do you do as a man when they always, I'm tired, I'm sleepy? No,
but that's also not a healthy thing. That's manipulation, right? I don't like when we use it as a tool or a weapon, because at the same time, you know, you're lying. How serious that headache is every night or whenever the opportunity. I don't agree. I don't like it.
That's me, and they should leave too.
Yeah, man, listen. Don't be a conk. You're getting used.
No, but you're married, so you don't want to go there and scheme.
You're married. Oh, okay. So you need therapy.
So why can't they sit in the bed too and do what they got to do?
What? That's just not right. I can't see that.
See, maybe.
It's different for women. I'm just saying, I can't see that as a dude now. I mean, like, you know how much work that must be?
And that's wasting lotion?
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Thank you, Wally. Play that one more time, Wally, for the children in the back. One more time, please. One more time.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
I want to thank my sponsors for being great sponsors of the show. And I want them all to stay. Thank you, Jonathan.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for bringing down the quality, the stature of the show.
I'm sorry.
someone say good day, Miss Black. This is a good text. Oh, I gotta get to that one.
Hold on, it hot.
Yeah,
she dropped out of phone. That's hot.
I know. I went ahead of someone. I'm so excited.
I'm in love with a stripper.
No. I'm in love. I had a client who married a stripper.
I have a couple people.
I know somebody who got beat up.
Pay stripper?
What? And Rob.
Get to the question. Question.
Right. I'm in love with the stripper. Second time around, but she has a great personality.
But that's just a job. She does a job.
Don't. Wait, let me finish. Finish. Because you.
But she is still a stripper. My mom does not. What, DNT? What's DNT? Don't. That's
don't. What does that mean?
DNT?
DNT is don't.
Don't.
But why to capitalize it?
I don't know.
All right. My mom don't like the first one. Oh, so this is a second stripper. Oh, all right.
So we have a type.
He's a TP.
He has a type. But I really like this one a lot. What should I do? She is really hot.
Hold on. Is she really doing favors or just a stripper? If she's just a stripper, that maybe.
I feel like they're in a relationship. Are you in a relationship with the stripper? He's in love with the stripper.
No, but I'm saying, does she do favors at her job? Is what I'm saying.
Oh, as a stripper, does she do favors? No. If it's at her job, then it's her work. She's a sex worker. She does side gigs.
So,
that's a good question. But he says, what should I do? Well, of course your mom wouldn't be supportive.
You don't sleep with your mom. At the end of the day, you have to make a decision as a man to...
And how do you introduce her? Because you could just say, this is my partner.
Introduce her as her name.
Candy,
right.
And she works...
Mercedes or Lexus.
Just like Candy.
She works in adult entertainment.
But you can't say adult entertainment.
Well,
why? What does that mean?
She is an entertainer. You better not say adult entertainment.
She's an entertainer.
She's an entertainer.
You know mama's being church Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. You better don't say adult.
And you know what mommy doing? Opening her legs in front of the pasta. So let's go
I see her away from her me work as well. Leah. He said. You hear it? I see her away from work as well.
Mm.
All right. So you have a relationship. Mm. He has a relationship with a stripper. But what should he do? And I wonder...
If you're
an adult, if that's your person,
if she makes you happy and if that's what you want,
are you okay with all of that?
At the end of the day, are you okay with it? If you can handle that, hey man.
If you're of age, It, you know, there's a lot of weight to it too, because what if it affects his relationship with his mom? He has a way, does, how badly is that a relationship, or how important is that relationship to him? How badly will be affected by his choice? Dr. E, I will put that to you. She dresses really sexy. He definitely, this is a sexual thing.
Yeah, but he has a pattern already. This is his second type of person, professional entertainer that he's interested in.
I'm very professional.
And so that he has a type. And so he should be okay with his type and confident enough to say, this is what it is. Because the person is just doing, I know a lot of strippers, and that's just, it makes them a lot of money. Mm-hmm. They have no connection to work besides they go in.
I'm concerned about your extracurricular lifestyle.
they go and they work, and then they go home.
Very Look, spicy for a therapist, mm-hmm. yeah?
So when you bring in home 5 bands a day minimum, checking. Then you get to talk.
Is that enough though? Remember, men we look at things differently from women do. I mean,
he says, "I think I love her."
Aww. He might be. What is the word? Hypnotized? No, you ever get hypnotized by a stripper?
No. That's not our thing.
I never. What are we talking about?
So I think that this person needs to go ahead and either.
Oh,
he said something else?
She likes me a lot, and she spends on me, too. She likes him.
Yeah, if she spends on
me. Oh, so that's a real relationship.
If the stripper is spending,
so what's this so issue? What's the issue?
Is mom the issue?
Mom. I think it's mom.
Well, mom got
to... Stop being a mommy's boy, then.
Yeah, well, I sit mom down. I love you, mom, but it's my life.
I don't even think you need to bring up what she does.
Yeah, I
don't know. Why is that important?
Why bring it up?
Hey.
And they seem like mutual. Like they like each other. Relationship.
This is not an issue.
This is not an issue. I mean, unless your mom is like, you know, the First Baptist pastor or something, just leave it alone.
When
you two decide you're getting married, then boom, that's a whole show.
Yeah.
And I am the only son.
Okay. Well, buddy.
I mean, hey. It is what it is. You know, in the words of the Great Commissioner, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
let it go.
I mean, do you? Oh, Lord, you're the only son too? Well, like, listen, you know what would have been worse? If he was in love with a stripper, but then he was trans, and then you would have totally ruined mommy.
Buddy,
that's a whole lot.
But I'm just saying, this is what happens. So mommy's gonna be okay. Mommy, that could have been.
Eventually, if the woman's nice and she's
just a good person,
she's a good person. Eventually,
what's the problem?
Why do we have to? That's the issue. Why are we so judgmental of people?
Because we are judgmental. We judge people too. I judge you a couple of seconds when you get in here. We are judgmental people.
No.
I say you look nice.
Oh, thanks.
Was that a judgment? That was just like an observation.
Thank you.
I was judging too when you say you don't spend your own money.
Look at Wally.
It was nice to tell that.
Wally's in the corner. I gotta love Wally today. Wally's sitting there like with a whole commentary. And no, we can't hear nothing. Yeah. Okay. So we got Dr. E in studio.
Oh, somebody else? Okay.
No, that was the toys one. Okay. Before we go, send in your final text, 422-47. 422-4796. We've got Dr. E, and we've got my good friend, Jonathan Edgecombe. Jonathan, please tell the people to group again so that they can become members, and you can expect a long list of people waiting in your, you know, acceptance
lounge. His inbox on fire.
I know, that's right.
It's called Real Questions Women Want Men to Answer.
Real Questions Women Want Men to Answer. All right. And my friend, the only son is saying she's a dream girl. And satisfies all my needs, and I do what she likes. By the way, thanks, Doc.
Sounds sexual.
So is this like a dominatrix kind of situation?
Man, she just, why y'all have to go that deep? The man didn't say that part. She is my dream girl.
So if your dream girl didn't do it, what are we even having this conversation for?
I feel like this is now made up.
I don't know about all that, but
I think I'm happy for you, buddy.
Do you, boo?
I'm looking for a dream girl too. Just letting you know.
We need to have a dating show. We could do that one time.
He just made me exit. Like, really? Like, this is where we going now with the show? Like,
okay.
All right, last one. All right. Good day, Miss Black. Talking about relationships, we are taught to look out for signs from little children. So why is it that a child that is 16 can't speak up and say when they don't want to be around a parent? And yes, there was some form of abuse. They are bound by court orders until the age of 18.
Hmm?
Sounds good.
Yeah,
are they asking to be emancipated? I don't think we have that in our country.
That a child that is 16 can't speak up and say they don't want to be around a parent. Oh, yeah. No, I know who this texter is. Okay. So the child is saying they don't want to be around the other parent.
She said something about sex abuse or something.
Something.
Yeah, D, E, you handle that.
But that's what I'm trying to understand, because everybody knows when a child, I always tell parents, be prepared that when your child gets at about 12 years old, they have an opinion towards their visitation and custody and all that stuff. Right. I know you'd like to enforce one or the other, but let me tell you what's going to happen. Your kids are going to resent you if you're forcing them to have a relationship with you and they don't want to.
Exactly. Yeah, they will. But, I mean, folks hold on to that. Like, they grab that.
But they do it sometimes maliciously because they're trying to spite the other parent.
That's what's going on.
And if that child is saying to you that you are essentially suffocating me and I don't want to do this.
At 16, I think it's fair. At 16, for God's sake, come on.
16 is consensual according to a lot of things in our country.
So
that person should have to go. What are you going to do if the child doesn't come to your house? Call the police?
And what is it? What happened? Yes, that's what they're
going to do. And you can call the police and you know what the child's then going to say? I did not want to go. It wasn't mom or it wasn't dad. Mm. I just did not want to go. And then the police then has to call social services in and they will have to reevaluate the case.
So,
you don't have to go nowhere.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. Okay. Yeah. Someone says, I ain't dealing with no strippers. You need some strippers on the show to give their perspective. Of what? Like being
of
in
what?
Love
being
with
in, a... Being, being in a love? Very lucrative profession? I don't understand.
Hey, all money is not good money.
Why? Okay, let's have that's this a very conversation. Good point. Why? What is wrong with being an entertainer?
What's wrong?
I was just talking about drug money. As soon as he said that, I was thinking drug money, gambling money. Oh. Someone says, you're so wrong. I want to be the ambassador to Amsterdam. Just a
Look. Amsterdam is a very good city. I was there right before COVID, so it was...
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being Amsterdam, too.
I
want to go to Cuba.
I really would not mind being an ambassador, non-resident ambassador to anywhere at this point. Like, but I'd like to be a resident, though. If I'm going to be an ambassador, I'm going to go whole hog. I don't want to stay here.
No.
Shoot.
I want the housing perks.
I want all of that. I want car and I want to have another job so I can have two meats.
It's just powerful.
I want three meats.
Three
I want free
point.
Meats.
Someone says I would love to take Dr. Cheaters later.
Let me just say
this. Is that the name of the club?
That's the name of the club.
Apparently, let me just say this. The quality and the caliber I'm used to was before they shut down KOD, so you should understand. So if it's not up to that
not
level.
The KOD.
See, look at the wallet. What is going on in the show today?
If it's not to that level,
what
I'm not interested.
What is going on? She would love it, he says. Only Son. I got to watch Only Son. Can we, Only Son, call the show after the break? so that we can get Dr. E to meet you and your love. This is the Hit Bag with Nahaja Black, y'all. Everyone, thank you so much. Jonathan, thank you so much
for
today.
You're welcome.
Thank you to your daughter who seemed to was greatly entertained.
Yes.
By the way, there's a running joke where Jonathan always talks about his daughter as if she's 10.
Yeah, I thought she was
I thought she was a baby. You know, in swaddling clothes. This is girl almost graduating university.
She is my baby.
I know. Run right out.
How old is she?
16.
Oh, you don't want to be around daddy. Hey, you could tell us. You won't go to my...
Was it you
who sent the text?
We can help you.
Save space. All right. And we have, of course, Dr. Adrika Richardson, the marriage and family therapist. Dr. E, before we go, real quick, how do people get to you again?
Go to the website, www.rpc-ltd.com, or give me a call at 425-0718. Me or one of my great team members will be willing to help.
Thank you guys so much. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Enjoy your holiday. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The Hit Back with Nahaja Black is sponsored by Cable Bahamas, Rev Trio, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Nassar Motor, and J.S. Johnson. Like, is you coming home? Is you out with her? I don't care long as you care. By 10:30, no later than drop them drugs.